This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state's Independent Redistricting Commission released a preliminary map today that has an 8th congressional district for the suburbs northeast of Denver. Voter data show 4 of the 8 districts would favor Democratic candidates, and the other 4 Colorado districts would favor Republicans. The commission will take public comment this summer on the proposed district. The House Judiciary Committee is debating several bipartisan antitrust bills that target big tech and aim to increase access for smaller companies to the digital marketplace. While some Republicans agree the bills do not deal with big tech's political censorship, Congressman Ken Buck is one of the supporters.
Big government created big tech monopolists through antitrust amnesty. The conservative thing to do is to hold big tech accountable. These bills do just that.
The bills are also sponsored by Boulder Democrat Joe Neguse. A group of about 20 Republican lawmakers led by Congresswoman Lauren Boebert have introduced a censure resolution against President Biden. She says it's because he failed to secure the southern border.
It's a very light action to censure him. This is actually worthy of impeachment. And that is what we should be doing right now. But we are taking this step to put him on notice and hold him accountable for what's going on at the border.
The censure resolution is doomed in the Democratic-controlled House. Grand Junction is at 87 degrees, 96 in Fort Collins, Denver, 95.